Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's Aaliyah. Ayana is on vacay. It's just your girl, Aaliyah. Let me see. My week was pretty good. I mean, it's only been Monday and today. But the weekend was pretty good. We, our school had their homecoming weekend. So we went up there. And it's kind of weird when you go back to your school and you don't go there. And you're looking at people that go there. You're like, who are these people? You know, it's kind of like weird because now you're alumni. So you feel old. But no, it was good. It was good. We had a good time. Saw our old friends and were able to, you know, have a good time with everybody that we came in with. Because it's just weird, like, when you go back and you don't go there anymore. But it was a good time. Well, let's get right into it with the entertainment world. There was a lot that happened, I would say, over the last week. Nothing that really jumped out to me as being bad. You know, we always report something that's like really sad or really, really sad. I don't know how else to put it. Just really sad. But there was nothing that was like extremely sad. So I am kind of happy about that because there's always something that we have to report and we're like, this is just so sad. But nothing like that happened this week. So if you don't know the rapper, The Game, he sings, I can't even think of like a song. He has songs out. I don't know about right now, but he does have songs out. He's pretty known. Like if people say The Game, people would know what I'm talking about. So The Game is 35, okay? And he used to have a show. What was the show called? The Game Getting Married, something like that. He had a fiance, Tiffany, and they have a son and a daughter. And they had a show about their engagement, and they were supposed to be getting married, and she was like going through the process of, you know, trying to find a dress and a venue and this and that. So they were just kind of documenting that, but throughout the show it kind of came out that, you know, they weren't really ready. They kind of, I guess, jumped into it because it's like, all right, we already have two kids, so are we getting married or not? Like, what are we waiting for? We already lived this like married, quote unquote married life. So I guess it's just like, why not get married? We live together, we have kids, you know. So this was a few years ago, so maybe he was like 31, 32 at the time. Now he's 35, and him and Tiffany are no longer together. They still co-parent, you know, they still have to see each other for the sake of the kids, but they're not together. So it just came out, allegedly, I'm gonna say allegedly even though I've seen pictures, allegedly The Game, who is again 35, is dating 18-year-old Instagram model India Westbrook. Now, number one, it straight out says she was an Instagram model. It didn't even say like 18-year-old model or, you know, 18-year-old Forever 21 model or something like that. It said Instagram model, meaning she don't get paid. She doesn't, you know, have like, she could possibly have a real actual contract because she is a pretty girl, but it doesn't say anything about her having like being signed to anyone but Instagram. Like, it just put her out there as an Instagram model, and I thought that was hilarious. But so they're supposedly dating. He's 35 and she's 18, like just turned 18, because she just graduated from high school in June, like this June. So like 5-6 months ago. Well, no, actually June was only 4 months ago. So she literally just graduated this summer. There is no way. Again, y'all know how I feel about older men. There's no way when I'm 18, I was dating a 35-year-old. There's no way I'm now 24 dating a 35-year-old. Like, I don't like it. I don't know. I just don't like it. But especially when I'm 18. When I was 18, my boyfriends were like 18 or 19 at the most. Like, even 20, it was like, oh my God, you're in your 20s? Like, it just was weird to me. Like, older guys were weird to me. I don't know. But he's also had pictures with, like, Kendall and Kylie Jenner. And I'm like, really, game? Really? Like, really? You hang with your girlfriend's friends, apparently. Like, they're, you know, 17 and 19. And that's who you decide to hang with? Like, why can't you find somebody 25 plus? Because you're 35. So I can see you hang with 25-year-olds. But really, 18, like, that could have been his daughter. Like, if he would have had her at, like, 16 or something like that. So I don't know if he doesn't think that's weird, because I do. But maybe he doesn't think it's weird. Like, I don't know. That situation is weird to me. Like, first of all, what did Tiffany say? The game's ex-fiance. She can't be mad, but, like, that 18-year-old girl is, like, obviously going to be around her kids. I mean, I'm sure she's a great babysitter, you know. She's close to the kids' age, so. Of course she, like, plays with them and she's a great playmate, but as far as being, like, if it comes out like that, him and India are engaged, like, I don't know how Tiffany would feel about her being, like, a mother figure to them. It's just kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe this is literally only, like, for now, and he's just putting it out there for now, but they're really not serious. Like, maybe they're not really serious. Because I don't know. I don't think it's that serious. I think it'll come out, and we'll see. Like, it was just for publicity. Because I actually wanted the game and Tiffany to get back together. I like them. And she's a little older than him. She seems like she kind of grounds him, and makes him more normal. Like, he's not into that rap stuff with her. Like, he's more real when he's just, like, with someone that's not in the industry. But India, on the other hand, is, you know, in the industry. She knows celebrities, you know. I'm sure they're out in the streets together, and, you know, I think he needs someone that's a little more, like, normal, if you would like to call it. So yeah, let's see how this relationship works out with the game and Miss 18-year-old high school graduate. I don't know. Okay, another, he's not that old. He's like 34, same age. Lamar Odom. And I know we've talked about him before when we discussed the Kardashians and Khloe. But I just thought it was so weird because they've been, not divorced, they've been separated for, like, months. Like, they were separated a long time. And I always was thinking, like, are they going to get divorced sometime? Like, I know people are, you know, when you're separated, the intentions are to get back together. Well, that's what I thought. Like, you're married and then something happens and you get separated, and then it's like, okay, well, let's work on the marriage while we're separated. Like, you know what I mean? It's not to get divorced, but, you know, obviously that happens. But I always thought it was, like, to work on the marriage more. But I always thought, because how they portray it on TV is that it's, like, it's Lamar's fault that they aren't divorced. Like, she can never find him to sign the papers, and he's, like, the reason as to why they are not divorced yet. But sources are saying it's actually not Lamar. It's Khloé holding up the divorce because she doesn't want to permanently cut ties with Lamar. Like, I guess them being separated, it still gives her the right to, you know, I guess get mad if he was seen with another woman or anything like that, because he still has ties with her as long as they are still married. So I guess she doesn't officially want to, you know, cut ties with him. I mean, they did get married very quickly, but they seem like they were in love, you know. I watched the wedding. I watched when they were on the Kardashians, and they showed their married life. Like, they seemed like they had a good marriage, and then all of a sudden, Lamar just started acting crazy. I don't know. And of course, it's two sides to every story, so I'm sure it wasn't just him, but that's what they showed. Like, Lamar was going crazy. He was nowhere to be found. Chloe kept calling and calling. Like, you know what I mean? That's all they showed. So I don't know what really happened, because all we see is Lamar being missing in action. So I don't know. But if Chloe really is the reason as to why they aren't separated, my question is, like, well, why do you want to keep ties with Lamar? Like, I understand, like, she really loves him. Like, I know she does. So I guess she just wants that control still. Like, I mean, well, he's still my husband, and, you know, he still has to do this and do that. So I guess I understand. And then Chloe was dating French Montana. They did say she was dating a game, but I think they were just kind of hanging out. But she was definitely dating that French Montana. But then it came out that French Montana was caught with her best friend Malika. And I'm like, excuse me? But then Chloe and Malika are still best friends. So, number one, I'm thinking that that rumor is a lie, because ain't no way my boyfriend is going to get caught with my best friend and we still going to be best friends. And I'm not going, you know, put something out there like, you didn't hear anything about Chloe, like, bad-mouthing French Montana. Like, you didn't hear anything. You just read that French Montana and Malika were caught, you know, doing something. I don't know if it was kissing or she, like, actually caught them, like, in the act of, like, sex. But yeah, that's number one. We're not going to be friends after that. And then number two, it might be true and Chloe just might not care, because French Montana wasn't really that serious to her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, on the show, they showed him, like, going to the club together. And then he's like, when Lamar was acting crazy, he was like, well, I would never do that or treat you like that. But he may not have been that serious to her, and she might have been like, oh, he wanted to be Malika, I don't care. Like, because she didn't care. Because I guess he might not be that serious to her. I don't know. It's just a weird situation. Like, I really want to know if French was really caught with Malika, and why doesn't Chloe care? Don't y'all want to know that? This family is just ridiculous. Now, Chris and Bruce are divorced. Chloe and Lamar might as well just go through with the divorce. Like, the separation has been for months. Like, and I don't see anything about them trying to work it out. So, I mean, you never know what people do, what the media doesn't put out. But, I don't hear anything in regards to them, like, actually working it out. But we can keep hope alive and think that they're working it out. Maybe they are. You never know. Because, like I said, the media doesn't cover absolutely everything. So they actually could be working out. But I doubt it. I think Chloe should move on. I think Lamar should move on. I mean, I don't know about them being friends. No, maybe they should just cut ties altogether. The friends thing is kind of weird, especially. But some divorced couples are friends. It's weird. It's very weird. Like, I don't think I could be friends with an ex, especially my ex-husband. Ugh, that's weird. We obviously got divorced for a reason. I mean, some people are better friends than lovers, so it might work. But I would probably just not talk to you. Like, we're divorced, okay, goodbye. If we have kids, obviously, we have to talk. Bye. Like, have a good life. I don't know. We shall see. All right, moving on. Because those two, that Game and Lamar Odom, they got a chip. I don't know. They're both crazy. But we all know Miss Jocelyn Hernandez. Loving hip hop. What is that? Atlanta? You know, I get them all mixed up. There's so many of them. Yeah. Loving hip hop Atlanta, I think. So, her and Stevie J are married. What have they been married for? I guess a couple months. I don't know if it's been a year yet. But sources are saying that she's pregnant. But we've yet to see a baby bump. I mean, she could be possibly like 3 weeks pregnant. Of course, we're not going to see anything yet. But she did have a picture with like her, Stevie, and Johnny Gill. They were at this event. And they were like holding her belly. So, I mean, you don't just hold people's belly if they're not pregnant. So, I would assume that she is pregnant, right? And then like, people were saying she just made a video. But in the video, she has like her stomach out, I guess. I haven't seen the video. But supposedly she has her stomach out, and but I'm just like, of course she made the video like before she was pregnant, I'm guessing, because of all the stuff they said she's doing. I mean, I think she really is pregnant. As much as she talk about her and Stevie always doing this and doing that, she probably is pregnant. And in a few months, we'll start to see her baby bump. Like, you don't automatically have a bump when you get pregnant, but we'll see it soon because she's skinny, so we'll see it. People like, she lying, there's no baby bump. Like, she's like a day pregnant, guys. Like, give the baby a chance to grow. I'm just saying, people are so quick to be like, somebody's lying. Well, how do you know? I'm guessing she's just pregnant. Like, not going to see much. Just give her a chance, guys. Yeah, I think she's pregnant. And I'm sure they'll document it on Love and Hip Hop. I want to know how, like, Mimi thinks. Because, like, Mimi and Stevie have Eva. She's, like, 3 or 4. She's so cute. And now he's about to have a baby with Jocelyn. So it's going to be, like, now he has to split. Well, he has other kids anyway. But he got to split the time between, like, Eva and the new baby. Because the new baby is going to need a lot of attention. So, like, I wonder if he is mad. I mean, I guess you can't get mad. Like, they're married. Whatever, quote unquote. Married. So, she can't really get mad. But she can, I guess she can feel some type of way because it's like, alright, well, he was a good father to Eva before the baby. So, like, how is he going to act now that they have one? You just have to wait and see, I guess. I think he'll be okay. Because, like, he loves Eva. And I'm pretty sure he still loves Mimi. Like, he likes going over there. So, I think him having a new baby isn't going to, like, do anything to the relationship he has with, like, Eva. If anything, he'll probably be like, Mimi, bring Eva over so she can see her new, you know, brother, sister. Like, I think they'll be okay. Makes cute kids. He's not that attractive, but his kids are. So I think they'll be okay. But I'm ready to see it play out on TV. Because I know that's going to be good TV. When people find out that she's pregnant. And if she's lying about being pregnant, I'm over it. Like, really? Why are you lying about that? Like, hopefully she's not. But if she is, that's so corny. Like, why would you lie about a pregnancy? That's stupid. You're pregnant or you're not pregnant. What's the lies about? Like, that would be ridiculous, actually.
Let's hope she really is pregnant, because nobody wants to hear you lie about being pregnant. Like, no. All right. Well, that was your entertainment. And I have more entertainment. Of course I do. Well, no, this is just to wrap it up. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Tyga. We all know Tyga from Young Money. So Young Money, it's like Lil Wayne, Tyga, Nicki Minaj, Drake, you know, all those cool people. And I never knew that Tyga don't really like Drake or Nicki Minaj. I didn't know that though. I thought they were all like one big Young Money family. But according to these articles, they're not that close. So I guess Tyga was having an interview. And he's like, when trying to break away, I guess he's trying to break away from Young Money. Like, he wants to do stuff independently. And he's like, yeah, I'm trying to go independent. I don't really get along with Drake. I don't really get along with Nicki. And I'm just like, what? Like, why? What? I thought they were really literally like a big family. So he's like, I don't like Drake as a person. He's just fake to me. He's like, but then he's like, I think his music is good, but we're all different people. We were forced together in it. Excuse me. And it was kind of like we were forcing relationships. So he's kind of saying what I and probably everybody thought, that since they were like a Young Money family, quote unquote, that they were just automatically cool. Which I guess I'm kind of just assuming that. Because like groups always have like their, of course you're always going to have like your arguments, your fights. That's in any family, any relationship, any friendship. But I just figure, like, they always together, they make the music, so they cool. Like, you know what I mean? But it's always going to be some type of forced relationship, I guess, when you bring people that really don't know each other together. And, like, you got to take pictures and you got to do videos and music together. So you kind of are forcing it until you actually get to know them. So maybe he didn't either. He probably doesn't really want to take the time out really to know them, since he wants to go and do music independently. He probably don't care to know them. And they asked him, like, well, why did he stick it out with the label? Like, you've been with them for a while. And he's like, he did it all because of Lil Wayne and my relationship with him. So he's close to Wayne. And he's probably like, you know what? I love Wayne. He gave me this opportunity and blah, blah, blah. So I'ma just stick it out and I guess be fake, because that's what he is being. He don't really like Drake or Nicki, but I'm sure he speaks to them and he probably pipes them up when like people ask about the heat. Probably like, yeah, Drake, that's my meat. Like, no, it's not. Stop lying. Yeah, Nicki, she bad. You don't even like her. So I don't know. And then, like, neither Drake nor Nicki have, like, come out to say anything. They probably don't care. Like, who is Tyga? He's probably the one on Young Money doing the least. I mean, he's probably doing stuff, but he ain't making them no money like freaking Drake or freaking Nicki. Like, he got an album coming out in November. Who buying it? Sorry to be so blunt, but no, seriously, who buying Tyga album? Like, he be having some good song. I like When I Switch Lanes, dun, 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 call the automatic bang, bang, and I like Faded, I'm Faded. Like, I like that song. They're good club songs, but like, I don't think I would ever put Tyga's album on my phone though. I mean, he do got good turn up songs. Like, I'm not even going to lie, he got good turn up songs. But I don't know, he's not doing as much for Young Money as like a Drake or Nicki Minaj. So I feel like if he wasn't in Young Money anymore, or they would be like, okay, like, who was Tiger? Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to speculate. I'm just thinking of, like, how they would respond. And, like, Drake's had feuds with other rappers. Like, he had a feud with Jay-Z because when he was saying it, we say Jay-Z can't drop bars without at least 4 art references. The whole rap art world thing is getting kind of corny. Because, like, you know, Jay-Z is always, he don't just rap, like, he'll, like, reference, like, an artist or, like, a time period in history or something like that. But I don't know. I think it makes it look like he's smart. He, you know, does something. Like, he not just rap about getting money and doing it to girl. Like, well, I mean, he might have rapped about that before, but he don't rap about that now. Like, first of all, Jay-Z's like 45. I don't want to hear about him doing it to people. Like, I don't want to hear that from my dad. Like, you know what I mean? So if he wants to reference a Picasso or something like that, like, let him reference it. So what? Let him be him. We let Drake rap about, you know, being in love and stuff. And everybody always makes fun of Drake because they call him soft. But, like, I love Drake. He's a great artist. Now, his album, I buy. Okay. Because he got turn up songs. He got love songs. He got slow songs. He got fast songs. But they're decent. And then Nicki Minaj, she got songs, good songs too. Some of her songs, I'm still like, what? But her as an artist, like, as a whole, like, she's a good artist. So I think Young Money need to get it together. Like, they could keep Tyga, but I wouldn't want to be in a group with somebody that was fake. Like, if you don't like me, you don't like me. Don't be like, oh, no, we cool. Like, no, we're not. No need for the lies. Like, if we're not really cool, we not gonna be cool. Then that's it. And now that it's come out that he don't like them, I mean, like, I'm sure they knew that. Because you know when somebody don't like you. You can sense the energy. So I'm sure they knew, but they just probably never adjusted because they honestly don't care. And I wonder what Wayne had to say, like, excuse me. Does Wayne, like, did he say something to Tyga, like, yeah, y'all need to chill and y'all need to be friends? Like, I wonder if he said anything to him. I don't know. Wayne might not care himself because they're still bringing in money. So he probably don't care. I mean, I'm sure he would want his team to be close. I mean, I would think. But you never know because Wayne is just like a mogul himself. So he's probably like, you know what? Every group got their issues, and he's probably thinking the same way Tyga is, like, how Tyga's like, he didn't want to leave because of Wayne, and, like, everything is Wayne done for him. And he's probably like, yeah, I have done a lot for him, and I'm cool with Tyga, and I don't want to jeopardize, like, our relationship. So he probably just, like, as long as y'all making the music and y'all bringing in the money, I guess y'all just not cool like each other. I don't know. It's a weird situation because I thought they were cool. But it's always going to be something between groups. And, like, when you have a large group of people, like, it's always going to be some drama. It might not be, like, drama that's, like, end-all, be-all, like, the group breakup. But it's going to be drama. I just think maybe the drama makes for good music. Like, you know what I mean? When you're upset or, like, people always make the best music, like, after they break up with their boyfriend or something. Like, you know what I mean? So maybe the drama between the group and Tyga might have some more hits, some more, because his club songs are good, like his popping music. Do he even have slow songs? I don't really know Tyga like that. I just know him from, like, Fade, like that stuff. And, oh, he was in Deuces with Chris Brown. He got another song with Chris Brown too that's going to be on his album. So, like, him and Chris are cool. And Chris and Wayne and Drake and all them, they cool, right? Drake and Chris Brown? I don't know. I never saw them, like, together. The two light skins. I never saw them in a picture together or anything, but they probably cool. Maybe Drake don't like Chris's violence. But Drake was, he was getting violent because in that one video I saw, he was about to fight somebody. He was walking real fast, bombarding through people. Like, he looked like something was popping off. Drake got a little temper there. He not all soft as people be thinking he is. He got a little anger problem. But only when people make him mad. I'm sure he don't just walk around mad all the time. Like, I see Drake smile and stuff. Like, he don't look like a mean person. But if you like, piss him off, then he'll probably be ready. He'll probably be ready. All right. That is it for this week. I was bringing you just a little taste of entertainment. Hopefully next week there's something good that happened that we can talk about. Just a little taste for this week, guys. Have a good rest of the week, everyone. Bye.